Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Studyfinds.org says that a research was commissioned by Kelton Global, and they found that of the 1,895 U.S. citizens over the age of 18 who were surveyed this month, 72% said they expected to reach a breaking point by mid-June if stay-at-home orders aren't lifted. It says that 100% of the respondents said they would snap if this lasts longer than 6 months. So they would lose it if the stay-at-home orders last longer than 6 months. So this survey was conducted between April 3rd and April 6th, and at that time, 16% of those surveyed said they had already hit the breaking point, and that the number was rising to 25% within the next 2 weeks. So we're talking about one out of four Americans have reached their wit's end already. Already. So let's see. Further, the study says that 69% of Americans feel extremely worried about flying on an airplane. I agree with that. Taking a cruise, 76%. Going to a restaurant, 62%. Or using ride-sharing service, 58%. And about half, 53%, feel the same way about going to the hospital should they suffer an emergency during the corona panic or pandemic. Of those afraid of going on a cruise, 43% anticipate this fear will last forever. And some people, 21%, said that they feel the same about going to a restaurant, dining out, meaning that they will always feel very concerned, extremely worried. That was their words about going to a restaurant. I'm not going to a restaurant. Why would I do that? You know, why would I? And it's more than the corona panic. It's more than the coronavirus with me in restaurants. I've had tenants whom I've seen how they behave, and I've seen their actions, and I've seen how messy and how sloppy and how careless and reckless they are. And I know where they work. I worked in restaurants. I had a tenant. I was working on replacing a hot water heater, and this was back in the 80s. She worked at a restaurant, and she was making fried chicken. And I put the kitchen cabinets in the house. New sink, new stainless steel sink, single bowl. She had dishes in there. She just slid the dishes over to the right side, poured some flour on the left side, and rolled the chicken in the flour in the sink with the dirty dishes. And then into the frying pan and the hot oil they went. You know, the pieces of chicken. So, you know, would I want to eat at a restaurant where someone uses those cooking protocols? Absolutely not. So I can understand why some people, maybe they've seen the same kinds of things that I have. Maybe that's why they added that kind of experience to what they're reading and learning about in the news, to the reasons why they don't want to go out and have people prepare their food. seems that younger Americans seem to be especially susceptible to breaking down. 59% of Generation Z expected to reach their breaking point after 4 weeks. 80% they said they can only handle another 2 months of lockdown. And 35% of young adults 18 to 24 admit that they are at their wit's end. That's 35% of 18 to 24-year-olds admit that they're at wit's end, compared to 22% of those over 45. So the younger they are, the more unable they are to cope with being locked in. It makes sense to me. And if you think about it, how would you like to have some of them at your house? And what's happening is there's more infighting in the family. There's more family strife. There's more yelling and screaming, you know, with those who are married to each other. Rich, do you have any comments about that?
Well, we could talk about this for two shows. I mean, look at the stress the taxpayers are under. We have to pay through cost-shifting penalties for illegal immigrants, while the Democrats are literally fighting to pay illegal immigrants with taxpayer monies for the virus stimulation package or whatever they call it. You know, we're already paying for education, health care, and car insurance through incredible premiums for cost-shifting penalties for illegal immigrants, and now they want us to pay for illegal immigrant.
Rich, let's talk about the definition of cost-shifting. What you're saying, I believe, is that cost-shifting is a really nice, polite way of saying we are being forced to pay what others are not paying.
Taxpayers pay for everything through increased taxes or increased inflation. Mm-hmm. Cost shifting, you can almost make that synonymous. It's a cousin of cost shifting. So, for example, when someone comes here illegally and they are legally allowed to drive a car, but they don't legally have to have insurance, guess who pays for it? We pay for it through our insurance. Even if we've never had an accident, our premiums are higher. Same thing with education. Same thing with health care. When someone goes into an ER, I can't afford to go into an ER. So when you have legal immigrants going to an ER, they don't have to pay. Guess who has to pay the premium higher price when they go? Americans.
MBS.
Get how that works?
Yeah. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Rich Even.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey. You know, I agree with you completely. Rich, this is and I think there's a couple of things that people for short term, meaning in the next few months, better consider dramatically. And I think personally in the next 60 days, when you see this supply chain, the breaking down of the supply chain, I think it's going to take about 60 days to actually hit enough so that people go from concern to panic, at least up, or I don't know about you, Rich, but where you're at up there, but around here, there's no panic anymore. I mean, people are walking around shopping just like it was downtown Phoenix 6 months ago. No big deal, no nothing. There's a few spots in some of the grocery stores that some of the vegetables are, there's bare spots, but not very often. And usually you can get it in another place. You know what I mean? It's not like anything hits. But I think if you see in the next 60 days, if this supply chain doesn't get repaired immediately, which I don't think they're going to allow it to happen. I don't think it can come back up in 60 days. You're going to see a panic that won't quit, folks. So, you know, the things you and Vince and I and Joey and Miles and all of these guys over the years have talked about and begged and pleaded with people, I believe we're too late for anybody else to be. I mean, they can run out and panic buy, but that's only going to last maybe if you're lucky and you have some money, it might last you for 2 to 4 months at the most. But this winter, in my opinion, this winter is going to be really, really bad.
I never think it's too late to do anything, and we've talked about this on the air before. For a few $100s, you can literally buy dehydrated beans, rice, and pasta for so little money. At least you could. And I'm sure you can still get it if you look hard. You know, and that could last for, I mean, it's so inexpensive, you can get a year's worth of food for a very little price. So there's always ways to do things. And just like when I talked last time about raised bed garden, get some boundaries, get some borders. I use logs. I literally use logs from my trees on my property. And then I put dirt in it. And I even make my own soil with my compost. So there's ways to do things where you can go to a nursery, buy some soil, and literally start planting right now in a raised bed fashion.
I agree that there is, that if people, my point was this, if people have not moved mentally to be able to do this kind of stuff now, then I believe they're mentally sitting here hoping that everything's going to be okay and that they are going to be able to pull out of this, the government's going to pull them out and they're going to get so blindsided, it's going to blow their mind.
Were you listening, Kyle, when I was talking about China buying our food,
local
American companies, and Food Bank, American Food Bank, they're in such demand for food, and our farmers and ranchers are literally throwing food away. Now, those three headlines make no sense. Okay, we have the resources.
Rich,
the problem is the people at the top are not. They're so busy about manufacturing the perception of success and not offending people and being politically correct. Our government is non-functional, okay? The whole system is non-functional at this point in time.
You're talking about throwing food away. Smithfield closed its fifth, F-I-F-T-H, plant because of the coronavirus outbreak. And farmers are telling us, all of us, that they are going to have to, or they may have to euthanize tens of thousands of pigs. And what that means is farmers are going to shoot their pigs, they're going to use blunt force trauma, hit them over the head, or electrocution to kill their pigs because they've raised the pigs in a timeline, whereas as when the pigs are old enough, they go to the processor where they are then killed and turned into food, meat, bacon, etc. Well, the plants are infected. Smithfield's processing plants are infected with the coronavirus, and they've shut down in Illinois, South Dakota, Missouri, and other locations. They cannot process the pigs. So now the farmers don't know what to do with them. So the farmers may just have to kill them. It's an outrage.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing.
Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, we've mentioned here at USA Prepares that chickens have been needlessly slaughtered because they couldn't be processed. We're now talking about pigs. I mentioned months ago that it'd probably be beef as well. And here we are. And the Smithfield plant takes in one Smithfield plant takes in about 10,000 pigs a day. And they shut down. So where do those 10,000 pigs go? And according to the information I've read, if you combine all the slaughterhouses for pigs, we're talking about 100,000 pigs a day. And if they all get shut down, where do those pigs go? That's the problem. And it's pigs, it's chickens, and it's cattle. And once this shutdown gets beyond where it is now, I believe the number, they say maybe 15% have been shut down. I believe the number is more like 25%. I can't prove it. But I believe that's it. Because every time you read the news, you find out, well, you know, we were off. You know, we underestimated. So my number is about 25% shut down so far. It's very hard to restart these plants. It's very hard. So the farmers are going to go under, many of them, not all of them, but many, the little guys. And how do you feed pigs without income? Most farmers are paycheck to paycheck as well. Actually, they borrow a lot of money, and they have to pay it back when they sell. So how are they going to pay back these loans? And it looks like the banks are going to come after these farms. What a mess.
Oh, Vince, don't forget, Smithfield Foods, just like I mentioned earlier in the show, is purchased by a Chinese company for $7.1 billion. Do you really think that the closure of Smithfield plants is an accident? It's not looking like it to me. It's looking like this is an act of war.
Well, that's just Smithfield, but the downstream effects are to the local farmer. And we're going to find out in a few days what's happening really to the price of beef. And I have to tell you, there are very few buyers around here for beef. Now, we know this for certain. So the supermarkets are required to have government-inspected meat. But when the plants close down, the government's not inspecting the meat. So there'll be shortages of chicken products, eggs, and pork products as a result of this. And I would think that it would hit the supermarket shelves within just a couple weeks, as Kyle's been saying. I really believe this. Now, what would be really nice is if President Trump, I hope you're listening, would allow companies like ours, USA Prepares, to slaughter cattle with the buyer assisting us and processing their own meat. Meaning our farm could sell half a cow to two families. Those two families show up and the three of us, my family and the two other families, butcher the cow, and the two families who bought the cow take it home, all wrapped up, ready for the freezer. That's what we need to do, President Trump. Otherwise, it's going to really smell. There's going to be dead cows, dead pigs, dead chickens everywhere. And you won't get any. And neither will your family.
Keep in mind, Vince, this is planned. George Soros said at the Davos meeting that Trump will not be reelected because the bubbles will pop. Remember Bill Maher and many big Democrat voices saying, let's crash the economy? This is done on purpose. There's no way that Russia, Ukraine, Mueller, impeach, all these things that have happened. Basically, we've had a coup by people from inside our government against a sitting president. All this we're talking about is planned. Very eye-opening.
I remember having a guy come to our house and he brought one of his friends with him. This friend was an ardent Democrat. He voted for Barry and his ilk. And he just smiled and grinned at my kitchen table, and I thought, that guy's never coming here again. I won't let people who want to steal from us in our home. We'll be right back.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is again defending the levels of coronavirus testing across the nation. He tweeted this morning that the U.S. has tested more people than any other country and argued the media does nothing but complain. States are beginning to reopen as the coronavirus pandemic pushes into another month. Many states are taking a very cautious approach, though, with no changes planned until leaders are confident their outbreak is easing. On the U.S. economy and when it might bounce back, President Trump said at a briefing last evening,
"You're going to see a big rise in the third, but you're going to see an incredible fourth quarter, and you're going to have an incredible next year."
Stocks surging at the opening bell today on Wall Street. The Dow up more than 350 points at times, a day after finishing more than 350 points higher at the close. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Federal lawmakers are heading back to D.C. soon. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The House and Senate will return to Washington, D.C. next Monday after an extended recess amid the coronavirus pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will modify its routines, but will not try to legislate long distance anymore. Now, when it comes to the House and Senate working on another stimulus package, according to White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hazlitt, it has to be a bipartisan bill.
To get to that last phase, the growth phase, Larry Kudlow calls it, then we're going to need more legislation. For the next 3 or 4 months, there's going to be so much startlingly bad economic data because of the shutdown that I think that policymakers, like they have been, should be able to come together in a bipartisan way and make, you know, smart moves.
Hazlitt speaking outside the White House. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Pentagon is declassifying three previously leaked top-secret Navy videos that show what it refers to as unexplained aerial phenomena. They were released to, in the words of a Navy official, clear up misconceptions by the public on whether or not the footage that has been circulating was real or whether or not there is more to the videos. However, the phenomena is still listed as unidentified. The videos captured what fighter pilots saw on their video sensors during training flights in 2004 and 2015. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go
DC
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, there's a study in New York City by Siena College, and they say that nearly half of all New Yorkers claim that they know someone who died from the coronavirus. Nearly half. So the way it works out is the in New York, the black community has been infected the most, 52% of blacks and, I'm sorry, 52% of Latinos and 48% of blacks confirming that they know someone who has died of the coronavirus, compared with 25% of the white voters who have been surveyed say that they personally know a victim. But a total of 51% of the state residents surveyed said they know someone who's been infected with COVID-19. And that's a rise of 20% as compared with the same time last month. Now, I don't know anybody personally, but I do know one of our instructors has three students at the college level who have positively tested so far. So for sure we know that, or she knows that. But nearly half of all New Yorkers claim that they know someone who has died from COVID-19. Kyle, any comments about that?
Yeah, I've got a couple, Vince. You know, we've talked about this before, the book Who Moved the Cheese?
Yeah.
I think the ability to survive, folks, is the ability to perceive what is going to happen to the best of your ability and then start preparing to live in that new reality. If I were these pig farmers who are dependent upon Smithfield and these other places, I would be investing as much money as I possibly could get my hands on to develop some kind of, even if it's slow, what it's going to be a lot slower than what the Smithfields and all those guys are, some kind of a local pork and or chicken and or cow system to butcher, wrap, and process this meat yourself, because there's more money in it for you. It might be a little slower. You won't be able to, you might have to increase your cost for a short time, but the money coming into you would be the same, even though you're selling less animals. Anyway, that's, I think people, it's hard for people to do that because they really do not want to step outside of normalcy. Normalcy bias is, in my opinion, in this particular scenario, is going to be the biggest killer of most people. I mean, right. I agree
right.
with Rich that there's not too much, there's plenty of time left, but we might reach, what, 20,000 people, something like that, Vince? I don't know that how many people are listening. You know, you never, I don't think you, no way to know of, that I know of, how many people were listening to it. But the vast majority of the GDP are going to be the ones that are going to die. And I think this winter, like I've talked, we talked off air before, I think there's going to be people starving. And it's like I told you, my great grandpa told me one, or told my grandpa one time, and my grandpa passed it to me. And he said, you know, if you just got a horse that is untamable, you starve it. And then when you start feeding it again, it'll do anything you want. And I think that's exactly how we're being managed.
Very well said.
Yeah, and you, we're not getting true information. You know, here's on Zero Hedge right now, Schiff blocks, Adam Schiff blocks release of declassified Russia probe transcripts. Basically, they want to control what the people see in a desperate bid to keep discredited Russian narrative alive. And another article right here, two articles above, Politico quietly admits, and I mentioned this earlier, that the Trump owes millions article was fake news with a midnight correction. Folks, anything from the mainstream media is bought and paid for. It's a controlled narrative. to sway public opinion. You have to do your own reading and research. You have to be self-sufficient. You have to think outside the box, because our public government schools have not been giving skill sets to our youth. We're teaching them how to push buttons and be politically correct. We don't have a balance between nature and technology. It's like all technology for the purpose of censorship and surveillance to control the people, not to give the people an opportunity to control their destiny. Guys?
Okay, so I'm reading Zero Hedge, and it says the Confidence Board report showed that just 34% of consumers, that 70% chunk of gross domestic product, believes that business conditions are normal. How is that possible, that anyone could think that business conditions are normal? How can 34% believe business conditions are normal? How's that possible?
I just answered your question in the statement previous.
Yeah.
We're teaching our people through public government schools. They could never give a lecture on economics. They're basically socially and politically indoctrinated to certain talking points, and they have no skill sets. That's why they answer a question like that. They have no economic or financial background.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been taught.
And
when you're in reward mediocrity for this many years, for this many decades, that's what you get. People who are protecting their group hyphen and pronoun. That's what you get.
So in this corona panic of, let's say, 3 months, one in three Americans have either been laid off, lost their job, or had their hours or income cut due to the corona panic. One in three. And yet 34% think that business is normal. That's unbelievable.
You know, Vince, yeah, I agree with you. It is unbelievable. All right, so here's a who moved the cheese question for you and me and Rich and anybody else out there that is starting to prepare. Joey, I know you're probably listening. What kind of a reality are we going to have to deal with, guys? What kind of a reality are we going to have to deal with when those 34 or 75 or 95 more likely percent of the GDP, and I mean generally dumb public, gets hungry? That's a who moved the cheese for us that we better consider right now, or else we're going to be behind the eight ball.
Okay, so just to make that question very, very clear. So, class, let's say you have a small farm, and let's say you have six chickens, and those six chickens lay on average maybe five eggs a day, and you're feeding your family with those chicken eggs, and you find somebody in your backyard, the chickens are squawking, they're making a lot of noise, as if they're in distress, and you find somebody trying to steal one of your chickens, what would you do? Would you say, what are you doing? Would you say, stop? Would you point your rifle at them? Would you do nothing? Or would you say, you know what, he's probably hungry, let him have the chicken, we'll just stay inside. What would you do?
On the air, Vince. We talk about gardening, we talk about nutrition, we talk about raising animals, butchering, gutting animals, being self-sufficient. And, you know, when it comes to a point, it all depends. The answer is it depends. And there's not enough time left in the show to really talk about this. It depends on your personal situation. It depends on a lot of things. But I believe that's why we're doing this show. Is it's easier to teach a man to fish, and you know the rest of the statement. And this is why we do what we do.
So a couple
I'm
years.
Hoping, In rural America, most people are going to be prepared.
A couple of years ago, I told the story about our neighbor, and he was putting in a fence across along the road opposite our house, our farm. And what he was doing is he was pounding in these green fence posts one at a time, about every 10 feet. And you pound them in with a fence pounder. And it's about, a 20-pound piece of pipe capped on one end with two handles on it. You raise it over the top of the fence post, and you slam it down against the top of the fence post, and it drives the fence post into the ground. Bang, bang, bang. And ultimately, that fence post is driven into the right depth, and you go and drive the next one in. Well, this guy drove in about an eighth of a mile of them every 10 feet. He put a string along the ground so he could have a straight line, and he lined up these fence posts, and he was going to come back the next weekend and put the barbed wire, five strands of barbed wire, attach that to each one of these fence posts. And between the time he drove them in and the time he came back to put the barbed wire on them, someone stole all of his fence posts.
Wow.
Well, they're $5 a piece. Okay. So, now, are they easily removed? Well, if it's been raining, yeah. If not, you need to pull them out with a fence post puller. It's kind of like an old-fashioned jack, and you put it on the ground. It's a little bit taller than the fence post, or about the same size, and it has a lever on it, and you hook a little chain to it, and you push down on this lever, and it pulls them out of the ground. Well, if you have one of those, which... Yeah, and they cost maybe $30 for one of those, so an investment of $30 can yield... six fence posts, you have a break-even point with just stealing six fence posts. Well, this guy lost an eighth of a mile of them. Now, the question is, what would you do if someone stole your fence? Now, we don't think about things like, really stealing a fence? Well, it happened. It happened right across the road from us. So what would you do if you saw someone stealing your fence? Would you say, well, I guess you need it more than we do? Or would you say, I think you're going to put it back? Or would you mind putting it back? Or would you point your rifle at their chest?
If you have animals in their vents and you're at risk of losing them, whether they be food or pets or your vocation, and that's when things probably get violent.
Well, cattle rustling used to be punishable by death. And I have a feeling, Rich and Kyle, in class, that soon it will be punishable by death again. But it won't be publicized. I think these bodies will just disappear. And eventually the cattle rustling will stop. We had a guy...
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich is with us. Kyle's with us. And class, several years ago, our fence was cut. And six of our cows ended up on another guy's farm. And we were faced with, what do we do? In that particular case, I called the sheriff, and I didn't want there to be a shootout at that time. So I called the sheriff. The sheriff said, how would I prove that they were our cows? And I told him by the color of the tags. And I said, if I call them, they'll come over. They'll come running because they recognize me and my voice. And so we got in the sheriff's vehicle. We drove a couple miles to where this guy had hidden our cows. I called them. They came running. The sheriff said, I guess they're yours. I said, yep. And so what none of these programs have really dealt with, I'm talking about Survivors, 1975, 76, the 2000 series, Jericho, and The Walking Dead, what none of those really dealt with effectively, in my opinion, is what do you do when someone steals from you, like food. Like animals, you know, your cows, your chickens, your pigs. What do? Did you go to war? You kill them? Do you say, you know what, I know you're hungry, so we'll let you have one and then hope that they don't come back and steal the rest? It's a very difficult situation. Now, in the Wild West, it was really simple. Cattle rustlers were executed. It was really simple. And eventually, that stopped it. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, you bet. You know, you think about it, horse thieves were hung as well, because people then knew that if you did not have your horse was the way that you used to run to take care of the cows to be able to have a livelihood that where you could eat. And they knew these things, their lives depended on it. So therefore those animals carried such a high value that anybody that would destroy that value was deemed worthless. And available.
Right. They would say he's nothing but a horse thief.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Exactly true. Yep. So I think, folks, we're fixing to get a real dose of reality. And I think by next spring, if things hold anywhere near together enough that we can still talk to each other, we can still listen to the radio, all of this thing, things don't devolve into the Walking Dead kind of a scenario if they don't, which I don't expect that they will. Because I do believe, I do believe that the elite and these people, they want a bunch of subservient, willing sheep. And I think they're going to give them bread and games as long as they can. I expect another government bailout, personally, Vince. I don't. I think it'll probably be another $1,200, but I just expect that they will probably do that to placate the public for a while. Anyway,
right.
That's kind of all I had. But
it's just to postpone the rioting in the streets by the GDP. Rich Sheepin, your thoughts.
Well, you know what? We should just do a show, which I was planning on doing, on property rights. And you know how our shows go. There's a million and one things to talk about, and we deviate and go into tangents, and that's just what happens. I mean, that's just the way it is. But we need to have a show just on property rights. And, you know, I think we're all for property rights, but we also have to have an asterisk there. You know, how we can protect the little guy. For example, I know we have seconds left, but here in Montana, they brought in non-indigenous wolves. We used to have an elk migration out of Yellowstone Park with over 20,000 elk, and now basically they're on some of the big ranches because the wolves have killed so many. There might be 1,000 or 2,000 elk left, so they don't give out the tags anymore. Where thousands of families depended on the meat. So we have, you know, excess situations. We have a war on males and masculinity. And what we have in Montana is that we're number one. Now, granted, it's per capita, and I've said this before. We're number one in the country for meth and suicides. I don't understand this. So the same families who are basically saying they're anti-hunting, I know personally some of them, and I'm for hunting on private ground, okay? But a lot of these guys are getting top dollars for hunts, and they're basically, back in the day when I got here in end of 86, every rancher I knew would, when I came here with a heavy New York accent, would allow me to hunt on their land. Now the poor people have to, but you got to stick up for the little guy a little bit. You know, they can't access hunts, maybe a few cow hunts. But
Rich, what would you do if you saw a pack of coyotes killing your, if you had cows, killing your cows? What would you do?
Oh, the same thing everybody would do. They would shoot or trap the coyotes. Absolutely.
Okay, Kyle, what would you do?
Absolutely, same thing.
Yeah, we used to have a pack of coyotes around here. All right, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rich and Kyle.
You bet.
Class will be back tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.